one manifestation of this, it's a real tragedy, would be the observance of communion, the Last Supper, or as the Jehovah's Witnesses call it, the memorial service. This is one observance, though you may be familiar with the Witnesses, and they do not observe just about any holiday you can think of. This is one observance that they do make on an annual basis because of Christ's command to do this. And that is the observance of the Last Supper. But if you were ever present at one of their memorial services, you'd be appalled. There's a real good chance that as you observe that, you would not witness one single person partake of the unleavened bread or the juice. Not one single person. You see, that was a covenant made with the 144,000. That being washed by Christ's blood, partaking of His blood, partaking of His body, that was something exclusive to this 144,000 class. The average witness does not fall into that covenant. Therefore, they can only observe as they're commanded to by Christ, but not partake. It'd be a violation of their contract. But it's interesting what Jesus Himself had to say about the failure to partake of these things. Now, this wasn't at the Last Supper, but the symbolism that Christ is giving to the reference to blood and flesh is the same as the symbolism He gives to the bread and the juice as His blood and flesh in the communion. And it's real interesting what He has to say. This is at John chapter 6, verse 53. Once again, this equates right to that Romans chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. There is no option if we are followers of the Lord. And He says, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. There's no other class. Now, of course, He wasn't talking about eating His real flesh and drinking His real blood. But neither are we talking about that when we observe the Last Supper. We are talking about the symbolism involved. And He's talking about the same symbolism here. And this is symbolism that the witnesses at the Last Supper are deliberately rejecting. Now, how tragic to think of deliberately, premeditatingly rejecting the offering of Jesus Christ, of Himself, to wash you of your sins. But this, in a nutshell, is the bottom line when you examine this doctrine of this two-class system.